This is a meditation, Healing by the River, Seeking Clarity, with David Ellis. Hello, I am David, and today we will go on a journey into the cosmos and allow the ocean to wash away our problems. Now find a comfortable place to sit or lay down for 15 or 20 minutes, where you will not be disturbed. Turn off your mobile phone and allow yourself the special time. And when you are ready, just relax and close your eyes and simply listen to my voice and hear the music in the background and breathe gently in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on your breathing. Steadily and comfortably, breathing in and out, slowly in and slowly out, and allowing your body to begin to relax as your mind begins to wander and become calm as we embark on the journey of self-illumination. With your eyes comfortably closed, feeling safe and warm, you begin to find a calmness that feels really, really good. In that wonderful state of relaxation and calmness, you begin to drift and doze. Your mind begins to flow, become fluid as you drift and doze and become sleepy. And that's all okay too. It feels good be sleepy. It feels good to drift and doze, allowing your mind to become busy while your subconscious mind opens up. In that lovely state of sleepy relaxation, you begin to feel all the muscles in your body beginning to relax and just letting go. Allow that peaceful feeling flow. Allow it flow all around you, flowing from your toes to the top of your head. Just let go. And now you've become aware of just how comfortable your body feels, how you're fully supported by the chair that you're sitting on, or the bed in which you are lying, safe, comfortable and warm. And now become aware of the rhythm and the steadiness of your breathing, in and out, in and out, inhaling and exhaling, inhaling and exhaling. And your body is in rhythm with your breathing, and it feels so good. And now it is time to invite those beings of light into your space, and you call upon the angels and guides to join you by calling their names and asking for their help. I call upon Archangel Michael to surround me in this space with your blue cloak of protection. Shield me from darkness. Keep me safe in the space as I journey into the etheric and beyond. I call upon Archangel Gabriel to open my communication channels so I can hear what it is I am to hear. I can feel what it is I am to feel. I know what it is that I am to know. I call upon Archangel Raphael to support me with beautiful healing energy. Surround me with your emerald green cloak. Allow that energy flow through me and around me. Allow it permeate every atom of every atom of every atom of my being. I call upon Archangel Uriel to hold the light of the Christ within my heart. Allow that light radiate within me, through me, allow it to remain within me today and every day of the rest of my life. I call upon Jesus, the teacher, Mary, the great mother, Buddha of compassion, Kuan Yin, the mother of mercy, Mary Magdalene, the mother of forgiveness, and Merlin, the master of time and space. Surround me now with your love and compassion, and fill me with universal truth and wisdom. I call upon the company of heaven and the legions of angels that support mankind every single day. As you sense and feel your guides and angels surrounding you in this wonderful, relaxed state, this beautiful, safe place, let your mind wander. Allow your mind to become busy as you allow your heart to open and become aware, and just relax. There is no place for you to go right now. There are no problems that you need to solve. There is nothing to do but relax and let go. Become aware of your journey and its purpose, and be open to the possibilities. And in this wonderful relaxed state, allow your mind to wander and imagine yourself on the side of a gentle sloping mountain with a forest and a beautiful river flowing just below you. You can see the river flows and meanders through the forest, and the sight of the lush green forest and deep blue river are truly, truly beautiful. You begin to walk through the forest towards the river, and you are fully kitted out for your journey, wearing sturdy walking shoes and the rucksack on your back that contains all that you will need for this journey. It's a warm, sunny day, but not too hot, but warm enough that you don't need to wear heavy clothing. As you walk along the trees towards the river, you can hear the wonderful noise of the river in the distance. You can hear the birds singing. You can hear the wonderful noises of the forest. You can hear the trees swaying in the wind. As you observe the forest itself and its magnificence, as you look further down and to your left, you see a little grey squirrel slowly bobbing along, and then you see another. They appear to be playing together. As they run, they appear to be playing chasing up and down the trees. They suddenly stop as they see you. They are curious, but they are not adventurous. They sit and do not move. Then suddenly, at the speed of light, they run up the tree and out of sight. As you walk among the trees, you notice at the base of some trees beautiful red and white spotted mushrooms. They look magical. You notice how wonderful the mushrooms look as they blend effortlessly in the mossy grass beneath the giant trees. You pause for a moment to take in this magical view. You continue your journey down towards the river, and suddenly, there to your right, you notice an opening in the trees, and the sun blazes down on a small area of grass with wild snowdrops. You feel very happy on this walk, as you know you have a question for the river, and you are going to use a ritual that you have learned to engage with the energy of the river. You feel confident that the river will provide the information you need. At this stage, you're not sure what it will be, but you trust your intuition. Before too long, you seem to be walking along the riverside. The river is not too wide, but too wide to get across. There are large rocks in the river and pockets along the bank. The water seems to flow effortlessly, but when you pay attention, you realize that although the river is a mass body of water, it seems to travel at different speeds in different places, from fast and vigorous to slow and still and pond-like. You walk a while along the riverside and you come across some rocks on the water's edge. And just at this point, the sun glistens through the trees and bounces on the water's surface, creating a wonderful glitter. You decide to sit and ask your question. You open your backpack and take out clear quartz crystal heart you have wrapped in a silk cloth, and remove a small notepad and an ink pen. You pause in silence as you contemplate your question, while giving gratitude to the river as you hold the clear quartz heart in your hand. You sit there a while, connecting with the river. As you gaze into the river, you feel the river's energy, the ebb and flow of the river's path. You open your little notebook and you begin to write your question. When you have written your question, you tear out the page and fold it over and over again. You ask your guides to help the river reveal the answer to your question. You cast the note into the river and watch as the note makes its way down the river. Pay attention to the journey of your note. It could flow rapidly without restriction and flow down the river and out of sight. It may become trapped behind a rock and continually make an effort to escape. And as it does escape from behind the rock, it flows again and gets caught in a branch that is hanging in the river. The note may be permanently stuck or over time release itself. It may flow slowly down the river and flow into one of the still ponds along the riverbank. There it moves around and around and around, but struggles to escape the stillness of the water. It may eventually escape from the pond, but its destiny may not be clear. You now become aware that the journey of your note has revealed the answer to your question. You now know that if your note flowed effortlessly down the river, the answer to your question is yes, clear and without effort. If your note became stuck behind the rock, you know that the answer to your question is no, this is not the right time. If your note became stagnant in the river's pool, the answer to your question is unclear. You sit and ponder on the question and your note's journey and the feelings and emotions that has emerged during your healing by the river. As you sit and rest, you contemplate on your journey home. You put your notebook and your fountain pen back into your backpack, along with the clear quartz crystal heart, and you leave the river. As you leave the river, you feel such gratitude for the help you have received today. You begin to walk through the forest away from the river and heading through the forest and up to the top of the hill. You look back at the path you have taken and you see the river meandering through the forest. You continue on the path and come to the top of the hill where you began your journey today. You feel very happy that your question for the river has been answered. You thank the guides and angels for the guidance and help that they have offered along the riverside. I thank Archangel Michael for keeping me safe. Please watch over me every day. I thank Archangel Gabriel for opening my communication channels, so now I can hear what I'm to hear. I can feel what I need to feel, what I must feel. And I know what I am to know. I thank Archangel Raphael for the healing that flows within me now. I thank Archangel Uriel for holding the light of the Christ within my heart. I thank Jesus, the teacher, Mary, the great mother, Buddha of compassion, Kuan Yin, the mother of mercy, Mary Magdalene, the mother of forgiveness, and Merlin, the master of time and space, for being present with me today. I thank the divas of the crystalline kingdom for the clarity that I have obtained. I thank the company of heaven and the legions of angels that support mankind. I thank my creator for all the gifts that I have received in the past, for all the gifts that I have today, and for all the gifts that I shall receive tomorrow. Thank you. You now slowly become aware of your surroundings, feeling the temperature of the air, feeling the temperature of the room. You feel the chair or bed beneath your body, and you open your eyes and breathe.